Throughout this lecture, I have mentioned several times the term coevolution. Coevolution is defined as the evolution of one species in response to another. In the case of pollination and seed dispersal, it's easy to imagine how the actions of one species can affect the evolution of another. For example, the length of the bee's tongue will influence which plant successfully reproduces. And conversely, the shape of the flower will determine which insect can access its nectar. It's a two-way street. It's important to remember that natural selection always works to decrease the negatives for a species and increase the benefits. Take competition, for example, an interaction that negatively affects both species. Because a species that is able to reduce competition is more likely to survive and go on to produce offspring, any trait that reduces competition will be selected for. This is the very basis of how niche diversification happens. Imagine there are two oyster species, for example, that occupy the same rocky zone on a shoreline, and thus they compete for space. Any individual that can occupy the rocks a little higher up will be alleviated from competition by the oysters below, and thus are more likely to survive and reproduce. The ability to occupy the rocks higher up, however, might depend on having a thicker shell so the animal doesn't dry out as fast on the exposed rocks. Thus, the diversification of these two species' niches to occupy slightly different areas on the rock will occur through the process of natural selection, whereby individuals with thicker shells are more likely to be able to avoid competition and thus go on to survive and reproduce. In this case, competition provides the selective pressure, and the outcome of the selection are traits that reduce the negative impact of each species on each other. The evolutionary arms race between plants and herbivores and predators and prey are also examples of coevolution. A toxic plant, in its effort to defend itself against hungry caterpillars, inadvertently selects for caterpillars able to detoxify these compounds. This in turn will put pressure back on the plant to develop a new, more potent toxin. Again, coevolution is a two-way street. As we've seen, ecological interactions contribute substantially to selective pressures on both species. Without such a high species density characteristic to the tropics, there are many possible interactions and thus many potential coevolutionary forces at play. Ecological interactions and coevolution can play a major role in determining the diversity and structure of tropical communities.